When you think about it, it's astonishing that we exist at all on this planet of mostly water. Water that was brought here eons ago as comets bombarded the Earth. It's amazing that our many unique and varied lives emerged from a single primeval ocean, all of us with the salt sea still echoing in our blood. And it is remarkable that the many streams of our lives have converged here in this present moment and here in this special space of community. Water, of course, is a very precious commodity. It's one of the four elements named by the ancient Greeks and other ancient peoples. Plato and Aristotle believed that the basic elements of existence were earth, air, fire, and water. But a century before them, Anaximenes said that there was one essential element, the first element, water. And it is from water that everything else has sprung. In a great many of the myths of the world's cultures, it all begins with water. The world, land, plants, animals, human beings, arose from the watery depths. In the Hebrew creation story, there is at first nothing but darkness and the deep, the waters. The Spirit of God in that story broods over these primeval waters, and light, earth, vegetation, animals, and finally humans are created from the water. In a Sumerian poem, the goddess of the primeval ocean gives birth to all the other gods, and they then go on to create the world. A Babylonian creation story tells of the union of Tiamat, the goddess of the salt waters, with Apsu, the god of fresh waters. Their union brings the world into being. And so these stories go from China, Africa, from Greece, New Zealand, India, South America. It begins with water. The primeval, chaotic waters, which, with the help of gods or goddesses, bring forth life. It's as if the myths recall subconsciously that we all indeed do come from water, that life on earth was itself born from the sea, and that each one of us was born from the salt sea within our mother's womb. As the poet Dylan Thomas put it, my birthday began with the water. In the Christian rite of baptism, water is a symbol of new life. The initiate is sprinkled with or dunked in water and is symbolically reborn. The sacred rites of many other religious traditions, from the Hindus bathing in the sacred Ganges to the cold waterfall bath at a Shinto shrine, all revolve around the healing power of water. Water does have the power to refresh and renew us. Think of how rejuvenating it is to plunge into a cool lake on a hot day, or to soak and relax in a natural hot spring. Water, a worldwide symbol of birth and life, is also a symbol of love. The Greek goddess Aphrodite, goddess of love, was often pictured as a mermaid, and her basic nature was said to be water. This water goddess is akin to the Lady of the Lake, a Celtic goddess, and to Minne, a Norse goddess, who was also called Lofa, meaning love. Like water, love must be carefully cradled. And also like water, love can flee if you hold on to it, too long or too hard, it slips through your fingers. Today we begin a new year as a congregation and, of course, a year of transition. This is, for this religious community, a time of beginnings, symbolized by the waters that were gathered here today and merged into one to symbolize one community, which many streams of our lives flow into. So this is a time to rededicate ourselves to the spirit of love, the spirit of community, also symbolized by these gathered waters. It's a time to remember that as a religious community, you come together to cradle one another like a handful of water. You come together to share your lives and your diverse experiences, your joys and your sorrows, your spiritual quests and discoveries, and your questions. And we do this in caring community with one another. This is a place in which to give spiritual, emotional, and intellectual nourishment to one another. So this year, may this community be to one another like a cool draft of water on a hot summer day.